This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Saxophonist Logan Richardson left Kansas City after high school and went on to make it as a jazz player in New York and then in Europe. Now he travels internationally, playing festivals for tens of thousands of people. But as KCUR's CJ Genovee reports, lately he's felt the pull of home, a very special home, here in Kansas City.
Logan Richardson might not be a household name in Kansas City, but the rest of the world has noticed him. NPR called his 2016 album, Shift, one of the best 50 records that year, on a list that included people like David Bowie and Beyonce. The New York Times put his record, Blues People, at number 3 on its list of best jazz records of 2018. Richardson could live anywhere. He's got a place in Naples, Italy, and a place in New York. Last year, he got a place in Kansas City.
It's definitely early 1900s.
It's a second-floor apartment in a worn brick duplex on a midtown block whose best days were a century ago. And almost that long ago, another great jazz saxophonist lived here, one who is a household name. Charlie Parker didn't live anywhere in Kansas City for long. He left for New York when he was 21. He and his mother lived in a house at 15th and Olive that's now a vacant lot. They also lived in another apartment around the corner from this one. The owner advertises it on Airbnb as Parker's childhood home. Richardson heard about this place from a friend who works in real estate. It wasn't in the best shape.
I don't want to say dingy, but...
He painted it, redid the floors, decorated it with vintage jazz album covers and posters to give it a sort of Paris in Kansas City feel. He tours so much that he still hasn't spent much time here. First thing he did was set up a studio in the front room. It's filled not with saxophones, but with keyboards, which Richardson uses to compose.
I'm really seriously addicted to keys, you know. It's really my whole, function.
In this room, he definitely feels a certain energy.
I don't want to say metaphysical, but kind of like this other meaning.
There's one thing he's definitely not doing in Charlie Parker's old apartment.
But I don't sit here and play like Charlie Parker tunes all day. That'd just be something like a cornball would do. It's like the corniest thing anyone could ever do.
Instead, he's been thinking about how young Charlie Parker was when he lived here, between the ages of 9 and around 12.
So we're talking about just a little boy living in a place, transitioning, and certainly at that age, at 9, that's a very super supple age.
It's about how old Richardson was when he began to play music. His teachers started him out on the flute, but he was obsessed with the saxophone.
When it was about the saxophone, it was really just about the instrument. And then I found jazz via Charlie Parker because he played the saxophone.
And he was able to learn from the last of what would have been Charlie Parker's generation if Parker had lived past the age of 34.
It was a really interesting time in Kansas City. Well, this would have been 14, 15, so 1994, 95. There were a lot of people still alive. In terms of the master musicians like, Mott Al-Adin or Jay McShann or Claude Filler Williams and people like this.
So when Richardson's in the studio here in Charlie Parker's old apartment, it seems more than anything to be reminding him of his own childhood.
And practicing and just finding this place of getting back to being that 14-year-old kid in Kansas City.
Logan Richardson has been critical of some aspects of the Kansas City jazz scene over the years, but now it seems like he's making a kind of peace. This year is the Charlie Parker centennial. There'll be celebrations leading up to his birthday in August. Richardson's calling his new project Searching for Charlie Parker. There'll be shows, recordings, but mostly it's a concept, a journey.
The pilgrimage back to the basis of where we all are coming from, like the reason that we play.
In Kansas City. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Genovee.